The death toll from last Thursday's wreck on Norfolk Southern's track in South Carolina is 9, and many people in the town of Graniteville still cannot return to their homes while the accident is cleaned up. In Wisconsin, chlorine is used in paper processing and other industrial sectors and to purify municipal drinking water. Dozens of train tank cars of chlorine roll through the state every month, and it appears the number is increasing. State Railroad Commissioner Rod Kroonen says the railroad industry has put in stronger rails and track ties, and more of the shipper-owned rail cars are reinforced.
There are triple tanks in there, and the tank car itself has to meet the minimum standards, which are very high, for being hauled in a train to take care of the bumps in that.
Kroonen acknowledges the tank car that ruptured in South Carolina was a newer one, but he says the accident involved the relatively rare circumstance of one train hitting another, possibly after some track vandalism. The State Division of Emergency Management says if there would be a rail accident involving chlorine, emergency crews would be ready. Division spokesperson Lori Getter says first responders can obtain information from small placards and numbers on the train cars.
Basically, all they need to do is get a number off a rail car that may have derailed and immediately can find out what chemical is being transported in that rail car, where it came from, where it was scheduled to go.
Getter says there are frequent local emergency training exercises for chemicals carried both by train and by truck. In recent years, the training has included simulated acts of terrorism. Still, federal officials have warned railroads that many pressurized tank cars don't meet industry standards and that many rail yards aren't patrolled. Laura Bannon of Canadian Pacific Railway says the South Carolina accident will make her company take a look at what it's doing.
You know, it'll cause the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Railroad Administration to take a look, too. I mean, you always hope that you can learn from your own accidents and someone else's.
Bannon says railroads are required to carry hazardous chemicals. Canadian Pacific operates more than 500 miles of train track in Wisconsin, making it one of the bigger carriers in the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.